I wrote this introductory story to let you know some of the things we are going to be talking about in this lesson. You might not know it, but in the Bible, God might be zeroing in on one person, while at the same time, He is talking to all of us. When we were little, most of us were told the story of David and Goliath. We've heard about how he defeated the giant with a little stone. But did you know another stone of God would come on the scene? That stone would again save David's life. That stone has a name. It's called the Rock of Ages. You see, David would face another giant in the future, and like Goliath, he hated the one true God. We all know that giant's name. He is called Sin. So when you read the complete story of David and his fight with the giant called Sin, you will understand it's not just about David, but it's about all of us. That's why God says that whosoever receives the Rock of Ages, that stone that saved David's life, will also receive the sure mercies of David. God says, "Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Isaiah chapter 55, verses 3, 6, and 7. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Jesus, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself." And a subscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, "This is the King of the Jews." And one of the malefactors which were hanged rallied on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the others, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Luke chapter 23, verses 33 to 43. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 to 57. So if you receive the Rock of Ages, that stone that saved David's life, he will also save your life. For God thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways God's ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's ways higher than your ways. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. This is the stone that gave us a new birth, a new life, so that we become the children of God. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Remember how Jesus taught us to pray? Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You see, God is our Father. We are born again of God by receiving Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible makes it very clear that none of us can deal with our sins. None of us can deal with our unrighteousness. Only God can deal with our sins and our unrighteousness. For God has made Jesus to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 21. Because Jesus alone makes you holy in God's eyes. You have the righteousness of God in Jesus. Jesus said, in that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and he in me, and I in you. John chapter 14, verses 20. And because of that, God can say, this is my beloved Son. This is my beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased. We are new creatures in Christ. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. Let me ask you a question. How does God see you? If you are not born again, then God sees you in the flesh. You are still in the first Adam, and you're in rebellion against God's will, just like Adam and Eve, and your proud father is the devil. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans chapter 8, verses 8. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. Romans chapter 3, verses 23, Isaiah 64, 6. Being in the flesh means it's all about me. For to be carnally minded is death, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. The flesh, the carnal mind, is in rebellion against God. It hates God. It thinks like the devil. In the flesh, our minds and our hearts are connected to the devil. He is our father. Look how the Bible describes our father, the devil, in the flesh. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Adam and Eve took on the heart of the devil in their rebellious against God and passed it on to us. Look how the Bible describes our hearts in the flesh. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Romans chapter 7, verses 18. Jesus said to all those who rejected him, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John chapter 8, verses 44. It all started with the devil saying, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 14. And it continued on in the Garden of Eden, with Adam and Eve eating off the forbidden tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and becoming false gods. Now mankind would think like the devil and act like the devil, because you see, it's all about me. I will decide what is right and wrong. I will be like the Most High. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 6, verses 23. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. James chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. For he that saith, do not commit adultery, saith also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Romans chapter 7, verses 18. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Romans chapter 7, verses 24. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemns sin in the flesh. Romans chapter 8, verses 3. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Galatians chapter 6, verses 15. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17. If you are born again of the Spirit of God, you know it's all about God and what he has done for us. It is his death, burial, and resurrection that Jesus Christ saves us from our sins and from the penalty of death. Have you trusted in him? We are totally identified with Christ. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 9. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. Isaiah chapter 26, verses 20. Remember, Jesus has called us to a banquet. It's called the marriage supper of the Lamb. And like Esther, who dealt with that wicked Haman, the accuser of the Jewish people, Jesus will deal with the devil, the accuser of the brethren. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Matthew chapter 17, verses 5. Jesus said, which of you convicted me of sin? John chapter 8, verses 46. And this is his name, whereby we shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 6. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17. Can the devil convict Jesus of sin? No way. And we are in Jesus. He is the Lord our righteousness. So that every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, 17. So what happens to the devil, who is the accuser of the brethren? The Bible tells us, the devil is cast out of heaven unto the earth. Revelations chapter 12. The devil is cast into the bottomless pit. pit. Revelations chapter 20, verses 3. The devil is cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelations chapter 20, verses 10. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39.